Why does God plant us in churches? It's to afford us that opportunity to work for Him. That's why it's important we meet together as a church so that we receive the blessing. So when the word of God, the rhema, comes like this, the word has come. In the word is the blessing. The moment you receive the word, great grace is imparted for that which must be accomplished. So there is the informative dimension of the Bible and there's the revelatory dimension of the Bible. The revelation shows you what you must do to experience the hand of God. So when the word comes in the revelatory dimension, there is instruction.
Now, your word in season.
There are different phases. There are different seasons. And sometimes, when we have waited for some things for quite some time, if you are not careful, you may get even offended at God. My walk with God, I've realized that believers can easily get offended because things have delayed. Partly it's because they've not really been taught well the word of God. There's a lot of misconception about when you follow God. Sometimes it's almost like we turn God into a vending machine. You know vending machine? You know that machine that has chocolate, biscuits. So when you put in some coins, you just press what you want and it comes. And that's the way sometimes we make it feel like serving God is. So it's almost like, God, can't you see I've prayed? Do this. You know, that kind of thing. So when there's a little bit of shake-up that offends our understanding, we tend to be offended. But I tell you, in your walk with God, you must understand that the word of God will try you. Didn't you say you believe in prosperity? Do you? The word will try you. You may live many years without really seeing what you say you believe before it comes. The word will try you. The word of God said, and the word tried Joseph. The word did what? It tried. He was tried. Until his word came. Psalm 105 verse 19. So, never let anything take you away from God. And don't get offended at God in any way. All right? He says, until the time that his word came, the word of the Lord tried him. The word of the Lord did what? So sometimes you check your time. You say, it's like time is running. God, this thing, what are you saying? And sometimes it feels like he's quiet. No, he's not quiet. Rather, we are impatient. Okay? The word. He says, until the time that his word came. So, you have your word. There is the promise of God concerning you specifically. Okay? That must come to pass. Every one of you seated here, every one of us, we have our word. And until that your word will come, the word will do what to you? It will try you. And most of the time, we want to run away from that trying time, that moment where the word will try us. But I pray that all of us will pass the test when our word tries us, when the word of the Lord concerning us tries us. Praise God. When you look into the word of God, God himself encourages us. And you would see that one cardinal wisdom that you find in the word of God is God tells his people to be careful what they look at. And most of the time, you see him telling his people not to look. Okay? So you say, don't look. Because If he wants you to look, he will tell you what to look at. And he knows the best thing to look at so that you will be blessed ultimately. But when God says don't look and you look, it can be very disastrous. And in my little experience as a child of God, not even as a pastor, as a child of God, I've realized that many Christians look when they are not to look. And that's their problem. You'll see that people are not even focused. For example, God plants the person in a church. Instead of being focused, his eyes are all around. And even in this generation, it's terrible. People are looking everywhere. He's looking here, he's looking here, he's looking here. So by the time you realize, he's lost it. This evening, I just want to exhort you and encourage your faith. And I pray that you'll be sensitive when the Lord says, don't look. Sometimes we have looked and have compared and felt we are failing. And somebody else we are looking at is succeeding. Meanwhile, it's not so. Sometimes you have looked and compared and you thought you were succeeding and you are not even quarter where God wants you to be. I hope you are following the thing. When he says don't look, may you be sensitive enough not to look. You will remember this message. Because a lot of us, we look at things we shouldn't look at. We look when he doesn't want us to look. Tell your neighbor, stop looking around. Stop looking around. Stop looking around. Stop looking. Tell the person, don't look around. Don't look around. Hallelujah. So when God says don't look, and you look, it can be very, very dangerous. There are pointers of things that the Lord doesn't want us to look. The first scripture we'll read is in Genesis chapter 19. As a matter of fact, Jesus mentioned it and he said something. Jesus said, remember somebody. Okay, we'll go to Genesis 19. Let's read Luke chapter 17, verse 32. You see what the Lord Jesus said. So it will help us as we come back to Genesis. Look, they won't look. Don't look, they will look. And most of the time, we don't even hear the look. The don't look we hear is what we want to look. And that creates the problems. What did Jesus say we should remember? This is Jesus speaking. One, two, go. Lot's wife. See, this is a simple Bible quiz. What did Lot's wife do? Don't look, she looked. Then what happened to her? Turned into a pillar of salt. You see, the instruction of God was don't look back. Don't look. Do you know many believers have backslidden because they look back at their old life and it looked like it was nice. Nicer than the Christian one. Don't look. They look back. And they backslid. Because where you look, your focus goes. What did I just say? Where you look, your focus goes. So he says, remember Lot's wife. Remember Lot's wife. Remember Lot's wife. She was told not to look and she looked. And she turned into a pillar of salt. Huh? She was wasted. So in Genesis 19, we see that story there. Verse 17, the angel of the Lord spoke to them and said, and it came to pass when they had brought them forth abroad, God may give you an instruction not to look. When you look, it is dangerous. Amen. I pray you'll be sensitive. When the Lord says, don't look, you won't look. When the Lord says, stay focused, you stay focused. I wish I had never looked at certain places. I wish I had been sensitive not to look. Yes. So you see, I'm teaching not just out of knowledge. I'm teaching out of experience also. Do you understand? Yes. I pray you be sensitive. Don't look, you won't look. To get your focus to go there. And you'll be sensitive to when he prompts you, look to, you know the right thing he's prompting you to look at. Because that one won't send you into danger. All right. So it came to pass, when they had brought them forth abroad, that he said, escape for thy life. Look not, look not, look not behind thee. Neither stay thou in all the plain. Escape to the mountain, lest thou be consumed. Look not. What is the Lord telling you not to look at? Look not. Sometimes, as I said, we look back at our old lives. Sometimes we look back, or we look at the seemingly attractive things of the world. Are you following it at all? He says, don't look. Verse 26, what happened to her when he looked? You know the story very well. You know the story. But his wife looked back from behind him, and she became a pillar of salt. You see, people that have found a new life in Christ, instead of focusing on Christ and moving steadily, and when temptations and affliction come, they tend to look back. And you start them picking from the old lifestyle. If you are not careful and you even confront them, they will tell you that nothing has happened. But when you study them closely, you realize that they have looked back. Am I communicating at all? So there will come instructions in your walk with God. Don't look. May you not look. Because when he says don't look and you look, it's dangerous. When Lot's wife looked back, she was turned into a pillar of salt. When you look, I don't know what you will turn into. Somebody said a pillar of sugar. Hallelujah. Sometimes we have looked and we are tempted. Proverbs chapter 23, verse 31 to 32. And as I said, nowadays, in this generation we're living, it's even too serious. But many things want your attention. Many things are attracting, especially the young ones. Huh? I tell you. He says, look not thou upon the wine. You see, wine is inanimate. Wine. Ntua. Wine. Guinness. Wine. Star. Wine. Whatever is, has the ability to intoxicate. Okay? He says, look not upon the wine when it is red. Because you see, though this thing has no intelligence, when you look, this thing can be temptuous. It can tempt you to go for it. I wish some people never turned on their phone at a certain time to look. To look. Look not thou upon the wine when it is red. When it giveth his color in the cup. When it moveth itself aright. You see? See, the wine is shaking. Be careful. The next verse. It says what? At the last, it biteth like a serpent. If you are not careful and you look at it and it attracts you and you take it, it will bite you like a serpent. And stingeth like an adder. An adder is still a snake, but small, small snakes. Are you getting the point? Hallelujah. Look not. There will be periods of your life. Whether periods of prosperity or periods of adversity, you will be tempted to look at things you are not supposed to look at. I tell you, in the seasons of prosperity, people look at things and they are changed. They look. They are attracted to many things. Many lusts. You know when you don't have money at a certain level, there are things you really don't bother yourself about. You don't go searching. Because you know that this thing I'm going to search for. What am I going to really do with the search? I pray the Holy Ghost will minister to you, because you see, these things, I may not come to you with specifics to your case, but as I minister, it comes to you by the light of the Spirit. And when you are not supposed to look, you will know. Praise God. So don't put yourself in a position of temptation. When it has to do with you looking, there are things that you must tell yourself, I'm not looking. Because God tells me not to look. Remember Lord's wife. When she looked at where she was not supposed to look, you see, that was a place. She turned into what? Now, don't look at the wine. The wine is inanimate. That means things. So place, things. There are places you'll be instructed. Don't look. Because you'll be surprised. When you look, your mind will go there. And by the time you realize, your actions are going there. And there are things he'll tell you not to look. Then, there are people he will tell you not to look. 1 Samuel. First Samuel chapter 16. Even the prophet Samuel could have missed God when it came to choosing a king for Israel. It was left to him alone. In that day, may you be sensitive when he tells you, look not. In my few years in ministry, I've learned not to look at people because they are talented or gifted. I would rather look at those that have been faithful and are loyal, permanent, for a long period of time. Because if the person knows how to, let's use sing, but it's not loyal, in the long run, they will break your heart with their beautiful voice. But the one that is faithful and loyal, that is permanent, you can teach to sing. Over a period of time, when even the voice is not nice, it will become powerful. You see, so I've learned not to look at people just because of their gifts. Yeah. In ministry, those who came close to me who look like gifted have been the most hurtful. Yes. And all the time, I pray a certain prayer. When somebody is gifted and I see them behaving so, I say, God, bring me somebody who is 10 times better than this person. 10 times. Because the way they are. So, may I have learned to do ministry raw. The fact is that I don't depend on gifted people to do ministry. So, me, any gifted person who changes, I don't care. I've learned to do it raw. Do you know raw? Raw. Mebo mensem, mebo maracas, mebo tamboli, mebo kunka. At the beginning, I was playing kunka myself. I'll play kunka and sing. Yeah. Challenge. In our ministry, I pray that the musicians, they put up good behavior. Else we will switch to tape. Tape is loyal. Tape. Tape. Machine. Very loyal. Very loyal. Just put the music on it and play it. No. It, The tape won't visit the mother. It won't go and visit his father. The tape, it will not be sick that it won't come to church. The tape cannot think that if I don't play, nobody will play, so I won't play. Tape. We've learned things, oh. So as we go on, we'll invest in more machines. The moment the human beings change, we put on the machine. Yes. Even those of the world are becoming more machine conscious because they can see the deficiency in trusting in human beings. So now they are even training robots to be waitress. Very soon. You won't play the instrument. Can you please play the... Put in the tape. Let's dance. If we put in the tape, we'll dance. And afterwards, we preach and we go home. Hallelujah. Yes. Nowadays, if even you don't want to come to church, we are coming to your home, isn't it? It's through the... You don't come and see. Hallelujah. Look not! So someone gets to the house of Jesse to anoint one of his sons king, the next king of Israel. And he looks. You see, he begins to look at what God would not look at. That is appearance. May you not be deceived by appearances. Because appearances can be deceptive. All right? What did he say? First Samuel. Glory. First Samuel chapter number 16, verse 7. Now he gets there. Let's start from verse 6 so that we can appreciate what we want to read. And it came to pass when they were come that he looked on Eliab and said, surely the Lord's anointed is before him. Verse 7. But the Lord said unto Samuel, look not. Tap someone and say, look not. This message may sound very simple, but it's very profound. That day that you are not supposed to look will come. And you remember, I'm not supposed to look at this thing. Because if you look at what you are not supposed to look at, it will lead you in the wrong direction. All right? He says, but the Lord said unto Samuel, look not on his countenance. So Lot's wife, it was a place. In Proverbs, we looked at what? An inanimate thing, which is wine. Right? Here we are looking at don't look and judge people by their appearance. He says, or on the height of his stature, because I have refused him. For the Lord seeth not as man seeth. For man, what does man look at? Come on, people of God. What does man look at? Outward appearance. But the Lord looketh on the heart. I pray that the Lord will cause us to be able to relate with people and see through them. Oh, the amen is looking for paracetamol. Look not. Have you ever dealt with people that you thought were remorseful just by looking at their face? But what they did to you after they said they are sorry was more than what they did to come and say sorry. Look not. Look not. May nobody be able to lie to you with their face. Sometimes you'll be surprised. They are the ones that are really talking about you, but when they meet you, their face doesn't show it. And they are beaming with smiles. May the Lord cause you to see beyond smiles. Hallelujah. So people, and the last thing. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 18. Please, are you following the message? Does it make sense to you? All right. Now, the reason why the Lord will tell us to look or not to look is because He wants us to focus on what He wants us to focus on. Not what we want to focus on. Okay? So when He tells you, don't look, He knows what He's saying. And when He tells you, look, He knows what He's saying. Okay? Verse 18. Let's start from verse 17 so that we can appreciate it. For our light affliction, somebody say light affliction. So irrespective of what you are going through, He calls it light. And I told you before, the word of the Lord will try you. The word of the Lord will try you. I know, I'm part of it. We have always preached to you and made you feel like trying times won't come. Trying times are part of your walk with God. Trying times will come. Tough times may come. Huh? He says, for our light affliction, which is but for a moment, say for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. That means whatever you are going through is working for you something bigger. That will be glorious. I thought I'll hear some amen. Amen. Verse 18 says something. He says, while we look not at things which are seen. So you see, there will come times where your faith will be tried. You better not look at the circumstances you are going through. Don't look at that. Look not at things which are seen, but at the things which are not what? Seen. So we look at some things, but the things we look at, we don't focus on what is happening. We focus on what God has said. Does it make sense at all? Oh, yes. We look at things which are not seen, for the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. So don't look at your present circumstance and draw conclusions. Especially when they are not good experiences. Don't draw conclusions. Do not pay attention to those things and focus on them. Rather, focus on the word of the Lord. For the word will try you, but surely He is faithful. His word will come to pass in your life. So He says, while we look not at the things which are seen. Learn to focus on what God wants you to focus on. It's very important. Because you can easily lose what He has given you even to keep. There's a story that happened in the book of Kings. Let's read it. Maybe I can paint that picture for you. 1 Kings 20, 39 to 40. Are you here? Only two people are here. First Kings 20, 39 to 40. And as the king passed by, he cried unto the king. And he said, thy servant went out into the midst of the battle. And behold, a man turned aside and brought a man unto me. So a man has been brought to him. And said, keep this man. If by any means he be missing, then shall thy life be for his life. Or else, thou shalt pay a talent of silver. Okay? So he's supposed to hold this man and ensure that this man doesn't run away. Okay? If you are not careful, what you are supposed to be watching and keeping, because you are not focusing, you can lose. Okay? And he says, Verse 40. And as thy servant was busy here and there, he was gone. What happened? When your servant was busy here, we've brought you someone. We said, look, this guy, if he runs away, is your life. If he runs away, you will pay money. That means you are going to lose if he runs away. So what are you supposed to do? Keep an eye on him, right? So you look where you are supposed to look. But he was busy here and there. Then what happened? The guy was gone. Now what did the king reply? And the king of Israel said unto him, so shall thy judgment be. Thyself has decided it. So you decide where to keep your focus. You decide it, right? And it's important you decide to look at the things God wants you to look at. And when he says, do not look, you do not look. Praise God. When he says, do not look, you do not look. Hallelujah. So focus on what matters and blur the rest. Do what? Focus on what matters and do what? Blur the rest. When we say blur, that means, look, let the others fade into the background and focus on that which God wants you to focus on. You are doing business. He's giving you a pace instead of concentrating. Some so-called sumptuous businesses come taking your eyes. Then by the time you realize all your money is gone. When I was busy here and there. In church. You see? One of the things that is happening in this generation is that because of the influence of social media, you don't really know what your sheep is watching or listening to. That is the reason why there are many loose joints. You see, God made it in such a way that you are connected well because every joint has what it supplies. Am I communicating at all? So if you are connected to me and this is the joint that must, every joint has what it supplies. Can you come. Man of God, come. Okay, so. Hold. No, come this way. Both of them are married men. Okay? They have families. All right? So let's say this servant of God carries a grace that must flow to not just them, but they and their families. Okay? The only way the grace can really flow is that firm joint, the connection. If the connection become loose, you realize that what must flow cannot flow well. So what should determine a certain level of growth here? It can't happen. But maybe, God forbid, maybe he thinks because he prays with this one, things will happen. Things don't happen like that. Anyway. Are you getting the point? It is everybody's responsibility to know where he's connected them in order to connect well, all right? And never think that this joint cannot supply what I need. I must go and find it elsewhere. Listen to me. If you disconnect from here, make sure where you think it is, you go and connect firmly because loose joints don't supply anything. I don't know if you are getting what I'm trying to say. Man of God, are you getting? So, his business, his family life. If, you see, there's a flow. Me too. I'm connected to a certain joint. There should be no loose joint in the body. Ephesians chapter 4. I think I have to explain to you by scripture. The way you are looking at me, you love scripture, Pastor. So when I say something, I don't read it to you. God bless you. Please. Ephesians chapter 4. Let's read verse 15 and 16. So I tell you, we must so focus on the joints that he has placed us in and tells us to look. You see, you can be looking at many things and there's no supply coming from there. Okay, so he says, but speaking the truth in love may grow up into him in all things, which is the head, even Christ. The next verse, 16. This is what I want to say. He says, from whom the whole body fittingly joined together, and what? Compact. Do you understand? I don't know if that word actually resounds something with you. Like, you see, fittingly joined together, and what? Compacted. Listen. By that which every joint, that's what? Supplies according to the effectual working in the measure of every part, maketh increase of the body unto edifying of itself in love. So you see, it is not. It doesn't matter how anointed Bishop David Oyedepo is. If you are not supposed to be connected to him, listen, you may never be blessed by what he says. There are too many indisciplined Christians. Listen, discipline will always rule over enthusiasm. Discipline. So, one of the things I will encourage you to do, practice this scripture. You see, I always tell people, I'm one of the people that believe in where you are, you must be there. If you are not there, you are not there. Because there is a spiritual thing happening. Are you following what I am saying? There's a spiritual thing happening where we are supposed to be fitly. Men of God, come again. I think they're fitly joined. Eh? So like, you see, these men they have wives. They are supposed to be also fitly joined to their wife. You see, any marriage where husband and wife are very wise, they are wise in their own eyes. Everybody's thinking opposite ways. They are not fitly joined. You see that the life in that marriage starts dying. Are you following what I'm saying? Yeah. So what is supposed to be happening in that family? Listen to me. Listen. Yay. Did you hear Ghana's past president say Sikampedi? Do you remember that statement? Do you know why banks look like libraries? Banks. Do you know banks don't allow you to answer phone call? They don't want your phone to ring. All banks want to hear is because there is a philosophy that money runs away from chaos. So listen, why money doesn't stay in families? Whenever families don't agree and there's always fight, money wants to run away because money likes a place that there is order, there is peace, there is calmness. If a family is struggling with money, let them bring harmony and order. You will see, money will settle there. enti sika na mu ko ho mo pa mu nya ntokwa na mo he sika na beba ase weni nyi de bepesa mi che no fitly join man go mon kam fam me mon kam fitly join compacted ma are you following the thing chese ni sam from aye de be compacted what compact ase compacted. Listen to me. Any road that is well compacted, no potholes. When the compacting is loose, potholes appear. I tell you. My God. Then what does it says what? By that which every joint what? Supplieth. Every joint has what it supplies. But loose joints. Loose joints. Somebody called me. You see, every joint has what it supplies. So you see, you believe in me. So you are planted in the ministry that was given me. You bring your tithe to this ministry. You bring your offerings to this ministry. You see, he's also a joint. Oh, this joint also has what is supplying. Huh? His commitment is here. So whatever this joint has to supply, it will supply. Because he is also what? Supplying. Am I communicating? Somebody sent me a text and said her promotion has not come. I nearly told her, you are not supplying. You don't supply. Where are you firmly, fitly compacted? Where? But nowadays, believers. What pambatim say atida? Say you lose. And you saw tunkrana easy. It's been tiatadidi. Has it happened to you before? I say, a lot of Christians. Ahumani bako soha. Bako soha. Bako soha. Inti. Ahumani ye loose. Adie ne wahano. Ehia compacting and sana flow. Oh, ready boy. God bless you. People of God. So once God shows you, look here. Don't create a loose joint by yourself. Compact. Compact. So I say Wednesday, come to church. Either they intentionally don't come. Okay. What they don't know is that this joint comes every Wednesday to supply for the increase of the body. But then, the joints that are supposed to supply their commitment and their time, some don't. So you will be surprised. After a long period of time, you will see those that increase in the body. I don't know if you understand what I'm trying to say. Does it make sense? Yeah. Yeah. So the more you are, the joint is. And you are supplying yours, and this joint is supplying his. Are you following the thing? Then what happens to the body? He says, according to the effectual working in the measure of every part, make it increase the body. Increase the body. Hallelujah. I pray that we will focus on what God wants us to focus on. From today, tonight, you would look at what he wants you to look at. From tonight, a deeper understanding of bonding so that what must flow to you will flow to you. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Somebody shout a living amen. Tap somebody and ask the person for me, are you going to look at the things God wants you to look at? And tell the person, when he says don't look, you better don't look. Hallelujah. Amen. You better don't look. When Lot's wife looked, What happened? You are not minding me. He loves salt. When he says, don't look at the wine, and you looked, he says at the end, it was to bite you. And when you meet people, he told Samuel, look not at his countenance. Right? And when you are going through circumstances that looks like your faith is not working, it's not true, it's working. He said, look not at things which are seen, but the things which are not seen. I pray for you, you wouldn't ask God stupid questions. God, why me? God, why is it not coming? God, I've waited for you. God, why? Me, pa, I've saved you faithfully. You see, you can easily get offended at God, because what you are waiting for has not yet showed up. Whilst we look not at things which are seen, sometimes you believe the thing has come, and the devil makes you feel like, you know, have you ever felt like, have I believed in a lie? Have you felt like that before? And sometimes you even make positive faith confessions, and after you say, all right, it's wrong. Somebody say, ah, let's say, and yeah, Bibia Boko. The moment you turn and the person goes, say, Rady, why would him say Bibia Nye Boko? Rady, why would him say Bibia Nye Boko? No, you are not lying. It's the devil that is lying. Look not at things which are seen. Are you getting what I'm saying? Sometimes you tell yourself, things are working. Things are working. I'm enjoying the latter rain. Then when you open your eyes. And it looks like, hey, this thing I believe, is it true? Is it real? It's real! It's real! Believe it. Believe it. Believe it. I tell you, believe it. Believe it. Sometimes you have said, I'm prosperous. I'm prosperous. And you have given an offering. I'm prosperous. Things are working together for my good. And it looks like the whole week, when you pull, it's not pulling. And you ask yourself, God, this is your word. Is it really true? It's true. It's true. It's true. It's true. I think in heaven, one of the serious prayers people pray is, God, why? That they hear. They hear every week, God, why? God, why? Stop asking God why. What he says is true. Believe it. Look not at things which are seen, but things which are not seen. Better look at his word. The word will try you, but surely it will come to pass. Surely. Surely, surely, surely. When you are tempted to be offended at God, people have been offended at God and have stopped. They have stopped worshiping him. Say, yeah, ready? Maybe I'm home from next year. But I see the Lord coming through for you in the name of the Lord Jesus. Somebody shout a living amen. I want you to be on your feet. Let's pray just for a minute tonight. Radika pashata ilande kapastehiva koshaya badeke pashota hikadeka. The angel told Lot and the family, do not look back. But Lot's wife couldn't hold herself and looked back, and she turned into a pillar of salt. The angel gave a specific instruction. I want you to lift up your voice. Holy Spirit, inner strength not to look at what I must not look at. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Inner strength, inner strength. And when you don't want me to look, may I be able to pick it up and not look, so that I will not turn into what I am not supposed to be. Lift up your voice and pray this prayer. Pray it. Rade kapikataya itada dabako stafikataba ishanda kivasataya shada da 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 shada 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 da da in the name of the Lord Jesus. He said, look not at the wine. There are things that come to attract us, and we are not supposed to look at them. We want to pray. Holy Spirit, inner strength to overcome the temptations of things that are drawing my attention, the wrong things that are drawing my attention. In the name of the Lord Jesus, lift up your voice and pray. Look not down upon the wine. May we overcome the temptations, the things that want our attention. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. I always say that many people have been killed smoking the peace pipe. Sometimes your enemy is smiling. And because we look at outward appearance, we are not able to even discern that behind the smile is a dagger. Do you know dagger? Look at someone and ask the person, everybody loves you, right? Yeah, I think everybody loves you. You don't have fake people who sometimes come around you. You want to pray. Holy Spirit, help me not to be deceived by the countenances of people. Help me to see beyond smiles. Help me to discern beyond. I hope you are getting what I'm trying to say. You know, most of us, we don't like it when people frown at us to ask, please, why have you frowned? We love it when people pretend to be smiling. I tell my wife all the time, I said, when I don't want to smile and you force me to smile, my head aches. So me, when I frown, I frown. When I'm smiling, it's genuine. When I don't want to smile, it doesn't come. Because the moment I force to, I don't know if it has happened to you before, but the moment I say, my head starts to ache. I tell you, it starts to ache. May your head ache when you fake smiles. Amen. May you be bold to say, no, I'm not happy with this. Please, let's talk about it. You know, I'm not from any other African country. I'm from Ghana. So I know Ghanaians because I'm a Ghanaian. Ghanaians, we pretend. But I had People of God, Lord, help me to even someone was deceived by countenance. Sharp prophetic man deceived by countenance. Deceived by countenance. I tell you, in life, it is important to know who is sponsoring your enemy. Sometimes it is not your enemy that is the real enemy. The real enemy is the one fueling the enemy. I tell you. Yes, the auto bono. He said, hey, when did you know? When you're bono. People of God, Spirit of God, help me to see beyond smiles. Help me to see beyond pretense. Help me to see beyond anything of man that is put up to pretend and deceive. In the name of Jesus, lift up your voice and pray. Shadakibaya.
Lord, you look at the heart. You do not look at that outward appearance. May I be able to see as you see. May I be able to see as you see. Oh, precious Holy Spirit. May I see beyond smiles. May I see beyond smiles. May I see beyond outward appearances. May I see beyond outward appearances. May I see beyond kisses. May I see beyond pretense. May I see beyond that which looks like seemingly loving smiles. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. When I look at Africa, most of the time you'll be surprised that the people that overthrow leaders, they will be their assistants. They will be standing right by Mobutu Sese Seko, Kukumbanga. When Patrice Lumumba was standing here, he will be standing here. He orchestrated his downfall and killed him. The generals of Nkrumah overthrew him. May the Lord preserve us. Hallelujah. Last but one prayer. He said, while we look not at things which are seen, grace to go through the seasons of hardship. Grace to go through the seasons where my word is trying me. Grace to go through the periods of suffering that I must go through so that I will not be offended at God. When that time comes, may I be stable in my faith and not be offended at God. In the name of Jesus, lift up your voice and pray. Adiki damba suta zapa aladi bido koshi zapa de bido stavani yova kabash kazata da ba da ba da ba da kabaya ba da pandi bidi akashi ratande bidi akashi kaba da braza da 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 no kaba zabele bele bele bosha ikakate desh da ba zapa da ba da ba da ba in the name of the Lord Jesus. Last prayer. Lord, help me to be joined, fitly joined, compacted where you have placed me, so that as I supply and receive supplies, I will increase. In the name of the Lord Jesus, lift up your voice and pray that prayer. Rekazata da brusha ba da ba da ba da ba. Rekazata da ba da ba da ba. Rata da ba da ba da ba. Rekazata da brusha ba. Ayanta de boska. May we not be looking around. May we not be looking around. May we not be here and there. May we not be here and there. May we not be looking around and lose focus where we are supposed to be fitly joined and compacted, supplying and receiving supplies so that we will increase. I pray for everybody that is appointed to be in this ministry, in all our assemblies, that they will not be here and there, that they will not be looking elsewhere, that they will not be loose joints, but they will be jointly, firmly joined and compacted so that they can receive from the joints and also supply. Of the Lord Jesus Christ. Christ. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I pray for you that you will look where you are to look. And where you are not to look, you will not look. May your life not be complicated and destroyed like Lot's wife. May your life not be complicated and destroyed by looking at the wine or looking at things that attract and bring temptation. May your life not be destroyed by looking and being deceived by the appearances of men. May you not lose your confidence in God and be offended and throw in the towel in the seasons of trying. The seasons of trial are not meant to destroy you, but to strengthen you and make you complete. And in the name of Jesus, as you are jointly fitted and compacted, supplying your part and receiving supplies from this joint, may we together increase in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. You are blessed in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you for joining in today's broadcast. If you want to give your heart to Christ, I want you to make this confession heartily after me. Say, dear Lord Jesus, I thank you for your word. I believe in my heart that you died on the cross, and on the third day you were raised back to life, and you are alive. I confess your lordship over my life. From this day, my name is kept in the book of life. Thank you for saving me, even in Jesus' name. Amen. If you said this confession, you're a child of God, and I want you to find a Bible believing church and be planted in it. Or you can join us in the Shepherd Stream Church, and you will grow to become a great tree of righteousness that will bear fruit to the glory of God. God bless you. Shalom, shalom.
Thank you for listening to the Shepherd's Voice with my Pastor Christian. We believe you've been refreshed by the Shepherd's Stream for a glorious living in Christ Jesus. You can get the messages of the man of God, Pastor Christian, on Telegram, Facebook, YouTube, podcast, or podcast addit, all at My Pastor Christian or Shepherd Stream Church. For further inquiries, prayer, or pastoral counseling, messages, and the books of Pastor Christian, please call our helpline on +233 540 953 015 or +233 558 863 287, or visit our international office at Edum opposite the GRA office, Kumasi. We also have the pleasure to invite you to join us in our glorious celebration services this and every Sunday at the Fresh Oil Assembly, Kumasi City Church, KCC, in the Senate Conference Room, Edum, on the Hyper Road, from 10 a.m. to 12 noon. You can also join in our services via YouTube Live at Pastor Godfrey Christian Apiafe. Come, pray, be seated, and experience the glory of God. God bless you. Shalom, shalom.